And what about one that just doesn't have any pavement on it at all? What do you call that?
It's a dirt road. Okay.
Do you have a particular name for the paved road that has a black colored surface on it?
That's asphalt.
Okay. And what about a paved road that has a light colored surface on it?
That's concrete.
Do you have a particular name for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Do you have a particular name for a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
There's one out there. I just call them ditch.
Okay, that's fine. What is the difference between a ditch and a gully?
A ditch is shallow, and a gully is deep.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be one right where those stoves is on the street down there. You could roll them stoves over in it.
Oh my gosh. Well, did they fill it?
I wouldn't see it.
Did they fill it in?
Uh-huh, they filled it in. They got it paved now all the way up back there.
Uh-huh.
It filled in.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Dog?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, there's plenty of them around here. They ain't good for nothing. You kill it.
Is that what you call
them? For nothing, dog.
Okay.
You feel me live, and they wouldn't do nothing about them, no, huh?
What name do you have for the gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
They're whanker.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's in the breast of the chicken and children like to play with it?
Pulley bone.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's been back again. Would you call it something special or would you just call it a second growth?
Yeah, that's what I call it, second growth.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
And what are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Johnny cakes.
Oops, now wait a minute. Now, what's the difference between Johnny cakes and cornbread?
Well, you're making it out of cornbread, but you mix a little flour with it. And I guess they put a little sugar in it.
Oh.
Through or something like that. You know, a syrup or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Because it usually be brown. I use brown sugar.
Well, now, are these, do you fry these?
No, you can put it in salt and bake it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It eats just like a, you know, just a little, you kind of sweet like.
Mm-hmm. But it's like cornbread,
yeah,
except it's sweet?
It's made like cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But you mix a little flour with
it. Mm-hmm. Well now, what about something that you make out of cornmeal, make it into a little ball and you fry it after you fry some fish? Sometimes put a little onion
mm-hmm.
in it.
I can't eat that.
Can you name it?
What do you call it now? Oh, what now?
Well, have you heard people call these things corn dodgers or hush puppies?
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
That's what they call them, hush puppies.
Well now, what about something that's made up into a little ball and people cook these in pot liquor when they cook the turnip greens?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call
them? Now, that's hush puppies.
Oh, those are hush puppies?
Yeah.
So you call
them? Oh, people love that.
So you call them hush puppies, mm-hmm. whether they're fried or whether they're
cooked? Yeah, whether they're fried or cooked in green.